Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I'm on the phone with Corinne Hawthorne. Now, most people know her from the Won't He Do It song, and now she's out with another song called Unstoppable. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. I'm so excited for you. I mean, you have gotten Billboard Award for Best Gospel Song, Stellar Award for Music Video of the Year, NAACP Award. What is going on? How is this going for you?
This is going really well.
Yeah.
God is doing some amazing things in my life, and I'm just super grateful, you know, to be on this journey. It's going great.
Yeah, fantastic. I saw you at the Stellar Awards. I was on the red carpet, and you were talking about those heels. They were messing with you a little bit.
Listen, those heels were horrible. I'm still recovering.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you know, it's funny you said that because I had on flats, and I'm having problems after the Stellar Awards. I just think it's all that standing.
You know what? It's all the walking. It's all the standing. I think they need to start bringing chairs to the red carpet, okay?
Or put us in those trolley cars and let us wave from the cars.
Right.
So listen, your new song is called Unstoppable. And I've heard people ask you the question on where this came from. What's been some of the testimonies from the song?
Well, honestly, the testimonies from Unstoppable and Won't You Do It combined has been absolutely incredible. Mm-hmm. Not too long ago on Twitter, this guy literally got shot in the head, and he is still alive, and he was dancing to Won't You Do It.
Oh, my
gosh. So it's just, it's so crazy, the stories that have came over the past year, and even also with Unstoppable, so many people are talking about graduating from college and how it was such a struggle. People being single parents, but trusting in God, you know, to get them through. So you're right. So many people have been just blessed by the songs, and that's my favorite part. It's just seeing people actually, you know, receiving it and having testimonies. It's crazy.
They told you that you couldn't do it because you're washed up. Ain't like them bad girls said you should get your sauce up. But I got this plan, and you might not understand. I'ma go hard as I can, and I'm gonna be the boss of it. And just watch me do this, put no limits, only swag on it. Walk right up to the front where I belong and brag on it. Go to the top, I'ma give it all I got. Might take a lot, but we ain't gonna never stop.
Well, you have some good things coming up. You will be at the Essence Festival this year.
Yes, ma'am.
Woo! That is so exciting.
Yeah, that's coming up really soon. I'm very excited about it. I'll be in my home state, Louisiana, so I'll be with my family, be feeling right at home. I'm actually performing 3 times over the weekend.
Wow.
But I'm excited. I got my set list together. It's going to be an amazing time.
That is cool to be home. I know that, you know, you're doing a lot of traveling. And speaking of that, you're going to be in town here August 4th at the Fox. You're on tour with Kirk Franklin. How does that feel?
I am really, really ecstatic about that. Kirk Franklin is a legend. Mm-hmm. He's been super supportive of me throughout my whole career from the start.
Yeah.
So it's just amazing that he's allowing me to share this platform with him. The shows are going to be, like, I feel it. They're going to be amazing. So I cannot wait to come to see y'all. And, it's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to it. The last time I saw you was when you were here with Jonathan McReynolds. I am hoping to be able to catch both of you all before the concert. Corinne Hawthorne,
yes.
Thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Give me how people can reach you on social media.
You guys can follow me on social media at Corinne Hawthorne, K-O-R-Y-N, Hawthorne with an E. Let me know, y'all. Let me know what cities we're coming close to you guys on the tour. Let me know how y'all feel about Unstoppable. And I love y'all. Thanks.
Oh, love you too. Thanks so much.
Thank you.